The world of social media is our focus on Mondays as we look at how the news has been playing online. Our go-to guide today, Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate. Julia, one word, snow. How is this incoming blizzard playing on social media?
Well, there's sort of a few different aspects here. One, we're seeing the hashtag Snowmageddon 2015 trending online, which someone pointed out that if you have to attach a year to the word Snowmageddon, maybe Armageddon isn't the appropriate metaphor for the blizzard, but it does sound as though we're in for a pretty severe storm. And one thing that I've really enjoyed about weather on social media these days is the rise of what people sometimes call weather Twitter. And I think in part what we're seeing here is that a lot of the data around storms and storm tracking is more widely available so that you can have individual commentators arise to interpret it and help bring readers alternate perspectives beyond just what the nightly news or the Weather Channel is saying.
In Arizona, they're not really thinking too much about this mega apocalyptic, whatever they're saying, 2015 snowstorm. Instead, they're talking about Super Bowl. And so let's go there. There's an ad that's going to be on the Sports Illustrated website as of Thursday, I believe, pre-Super Bowl ad that discusses the issue of domestic violence. And the voiceover, as you hear, is pretty clear on what the message is. Let's listen.
Let's take domestic violence out of football, paid for by Ultraviolet.
So what we're seeing is a football player in his gear. You see him running, and then the camera pans to a young woman standing in the middle of the field, and he tackles her to the ground. And the hashtag to this ad is Goodell must go, speaking of Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner. What do you hear in this ad?
Well, it's a really interesting effort to shift the conversation around advertising, you know, a medium about conveying messages, and use it to try and send a message to the NFL commissioner, suggesting that the NFL does not take accusations of domestic violence against its players seriously enough.
And by the way, do ads like this cause much controversy? Do they get noticed when they appear online? I mean, this is not an ad that's going to be on the Super Bowl.
Well, it's certainly a time of year at which ads get passed around, so I think it's probably a smart move to try and insert an ad into the conversation, and here we are talking about it right now, so it seems somewhat effective at least.
Okay, there's one more to talk about, a much lighter ad. This one features not quite Marsha Brady and not quite a Marsha Brady look-alike, but a big burly man with a tattooed chest sitting at his vanity pretending to be Marsha Brady, brushing her hair and counting the brush strokes. Let's listen to this one.
103. 104.
Marsha.
105. 106.
Marsha.
Shut up, Mom! 1, 2.
It's not completely clear, at least from the audio version, what this is all about, but this is sponsored by Snickers. What's going on here?
Well, it's not just any burly man. It's Danny Trejo, the wonderful character actor who's appeared in a number of Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino movies. The idea of the campaign is that when you're hungry, you become so enraged that you desperately need a Snickers. But it's an interesting moment. I think the Bradys have been in circulation this month. The Brady Bunch movies were on Netflix recently. And, you know, sometimes it feels like, really? We're still talking about the Brady Bunch in 2015? On the other hand, maybe it's kind of nice that we're not all so pegged towards the new that interesting bits of cultural ephemera can get their day in the sun again.
Even in newish media.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate. Thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.